Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers get ready for a game at Sanford, actually at the Hoover Met on Tuesday, and then back at home for the final home series of the week, of the final weekend series of the regular season, as the Tigers get ready to host Texas A&M this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Joined now by Auburn head coach Butch Thompson. You get the last game of the LSU series on Saturday, coach. A 2-1 ball game. I'm not sure any of us saw a 2-1 game coming down the pike on Saturday, but the way it played out, it seems logical. A terrific start from Richard Fitz, and then on the back end, Carson Skipper was terrific for you down the stretch of that ball game.
Yeah, you know, hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. I give George a lot of credit. We had our mothers introduce our sons in the starting lineup. I thought it's one of the neatest things we've done at Plainsman Park this year. So hope everybody had a good day, and we've had the day off and now getting back in this prep week with 2 weeks to go. But yeah, you're right. A 2-1 ball game on Saturday after, you know, really both offenses have scored some, and LSU's offense was humming along pretty good. I know they had to be excited how their offense had been playing. And for two pitchers, one, Richard Fitz, you know, it was no fluke. It was an offense that was rolling, and it was by far his best outing of the year and a great time for it. And just showed you what he's capable of, you know, for all the preseason hype going into it. It's just unfortunate that him and Greenhill had those 2 foot injuries that we still have not been able to explain. I think medically we know what it is, but you know, how it happened, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just so good to see him be restored and to be able to go do that in an SEC ball game to claim a victory when we needed it most. And Carson Skipper's a guy that bounced back from the first game. I had a little trouble finding the strike zone, and he came into a bases loaded two out situation and got us out of that inning on a line drive back to him and was able to finish a ball game for us. So just a great bounce back. And then Brody Moore was that third key, I think, of just it had a tough weekend. I think he self-admitted it, kind of hung in there. We hung with him, and because he's had such a great year for us, and winds up getting the walk-off hit. So I couldn't be more proud of those three players and their resilience that got us a win on Saturday.
You mentioned during one of the pregame shows this weekend that as we look ahead to postseason for this ball club, you really feel that each and every game for Auburn from here on out is in that postseason mode. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I really felt like this one. I think last week at this time we talked about 3 consecutive super regionals. So I don't think there's any question now that, you know, we'll report it to our players and our fans and everybody listening here that we know we have to win this series because, you know, 2 out of 3 teams – or will not make it to Hoover, you know, and only 1 of the 3 will make it between us, Texas A&M, and Missouri. So where you're thankful is that you control your own destiny, and those are the 2 teams remaining on your schedule. And I think we're 1 up on Missouri and 1 behind Texas A&M. So it's incredibly important to find a way, come out here and win a series like we did on the road 2 weeks ago at Georgia against A&M. And then, you know, have to go do the same thing at Missouri. So probably have to win our last 2 seasons, last 2 series to get to that tournament and, you know, do what you can there. But that's definitely our goal now. And it's pretty cut and dry, but it is nice for our players and our coaches to know that we control our own destiny to get to Hoover these last 2 weeks.
What did it mean to have Jordan Ebert? Jay Wagner was there on Saturday as well, just to come down and say hello and tell you that they're with you at this point.
Yeah, just I think I told Jeff it's Auburn in full effect. It's just those are the things that kind of pull you through. You know, when you're on those runs and making those runs, you know, everybody jumps in there with you, and that's awesome too. There's no doubt about it. But it's just those times where you're hunting for answers, you're fighting, you're scratching and clawing. That guys that care about the program, that the program is bigger than all of us. And knew Jordan was coming, so he showed up early in the office to meet me a few days ago. And he wanted me to know that he was at in Omaha 2019 and was playing professional baseball, and asked his manager if he could work early or work late, do whatever to be there. He wanted to see Auburn run out on that field at TD Ameritrade Park and play in a game. That wound up being a blessing for me personally. But just to see his resilience, Jordan was on our first team and was a joy. Really helped us get through there, and was a blessing to have him in the park on Saturday to support his Auburn team, because he's a coach now, which is awesome. He'll make a difference in a lot of young people's lives. And now that his season's over, he wanted to be here with us. And Jay Wagner, all-time hits leader, being here, and it's countless. I can't even start to say where people that have played the game, has gone through this league, that cares about this program, that's invested so much, are some of the most encouraging things that I've gotten through the season. And those were two unbelievable examples this past weekend.
Pretty significant for this this Auburn program this past week to watch Keegan Thompson not only come up but get action with the Cubs, and to get his first win, Coach, over the weekend as well. And I know that his success is no big surprise to any of us, but it's good to see him get that opportunity and be Keegan Thompson out there with the Cubs.
Yeah, and that's all he's got to do is be himself. I think my tagline when he got called up was never a doubt. Yeah. All the things he has skill-wise as far as a slider or a fastball or all these attributes that he's had his whole life, I don't think it's his strongest tool. I think it's a quiet, competitive nature, his brain to be able to navigate and be able to handle moments were just way, way, way advanced when I first met Keegan and got him on the field and watched him pitch ball games. I think he's going to be so successful. He had a great relief outing. He went 3 2/3 against the defending World Series champions. And then, you know, now he's had his third appearance and gets his first win. So I know that mom and dad are happy. They're a hoot. I've never seen baseball parents love the game like those guys do, and how they still support and love Auburn. But Keegan is a success story, but not really surprising to me.
Coming out today that one of your seniors on this ball club, but boy, he's been so important for you throughout his entire career. Rankin Woolley is among the 10 finalists for the Senior Class Award. And that's not only for his play on the field, but also his work in the community and certainly his work in the classroom as well, Coach.
Yeah, he just, he's great at both. He's an exceptional student. He's played first base, third base for us. I think he's been to a College World Series, every team he's played on. Started LSU, went to Chatt Valley, and then was with us in 19. And, you know, has made a decision to come back as a graduate student. Probably looking to eventually end up in medical school and holding down third base and in the SEC. I tip my hat. He's kind of an example for our entire program. And he's just a great, well-rounded young man. And he's going to continue to endure and do some amazing things. That's where the baseball, you know, it fizzles out for everybody at some point at different stages, you know, even if it's playing professional baseball. But he's going to be so successful. He's been so successful in baseball, but he's going to be so successful in other stuff. Just an amazing student and bright. And I mean, he's even like a translator when we talk to Joseph Gonzalez as a sidebar. So Rankin is so gifted in so many areas. And when we look, we don't understand what something Joseph's saying, we just look to Rankin, and he just explains it, says something back to Joseph. Just a gifted guy.
All right, let's set up the week. And it starts with Samford playing at the Hoover Met. Certainly hope that that's not the last time that Auburn plays at the Hoover Met. Samford comes in a red hot ball club after they swept VMI this past weekend.
They did. They are hard. We've already played them one time. It's good. You know, this is by design, you know, to play in the Hoover Met. Everybody tries to get that practice round in there before the tournament starts. And I thought I'd one up it and try to play a ball game. And I hope it's applicable right now that has our undivided attention to that we get to go play a game there that we're hopefully back in a couple of weeks competing in. So getting our team in that setting, that surrounding, and playing a game there against a great opponent like Samford, I want it to only help us, you know, sharpen our axe for these last two weekends in hopes of getting back and playing some more baseball there.
Has a decision been made as to how you will pitch this ball game, Coach?
Yeah, we'll just continue. We'll keep getting a lot of people in the ball game. Jack Sokol will start. That was last week's starter. We kind of feel convicted. We've been trying to get him a start here for several of these midweek games throughout the season when we've had all this these rain and games change. So we'll get Jack started. Probably try to get Trace Bright back out there as an intention to try to get him going again. I've been working hard with some guys and like a Fitz and guys keep getting back out there and get going a little bit. Trace falls in that category. So Jack will get us started. Bright, you know, Burkhalter, a long list of guys that could help us for an inning and still be ready to help us for the weekend, which is critical.
And then a little unusual for this time of the year, at least this season, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. So you're back to the conventional weekend, Coach, for A&M. And we've already talked about just how important this weekend is for everybody involved.
Yeah, more Thursday, Friday, Saturday series than I can ever remember playing in my career. And you get confused on the Thursday, the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday. So I just call them game one, game two, game three now is probably the appropriate way. You know, Jack's given us competitive starts and competitive ball games. So, you know, it is where you get past that midweek before you lock it down. But, you know, early indications that you'd probably look at Jack in game one and Fitz, you know, you're definitely been hunting for starters. So when somebody has one like that, we'll probably put Fitz behind Jack there and then probably, you know, wait even into the weekend to figure out the game three starter. But that's probably how we'll line it up for the entire week.
See you in Hoover, Coach. Looking forward to the week. Thank you very much for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball.